Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 23rd. The Nucla Power Station was officially retired last Thursday after it used up the last of its coal supply. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Tri-State Generation and Transmission, which ran the power station, announced it would shutter the 100-megawatt coal-fired plant next year. That was 2 years ahead of its previous plan to close the station in 2022. Tri-State had already shut down a nearby power plant and was using the Nucla station to supplement other power supplies. Tri-State met the deadline for ending plant operations under Colorado's Regional Haze Visibility State Implementation Plan. As part of the closure, Tri-State will provide $500,000 over the next 5 years in community support. The plant has 35 employees. According to officials, the majority of those employees have found new employment, but some will stay on board through the decommissioning and dismantling process that should go through the end of next year. The Nucla station opened in 1959. It was the world's first utility-scale power plant to use a combustion system that captured more sulfur dioxide emissions and reduced nitrogen dioxide, a technology that is still used today. What does high-speed internet mean to you? Streaming movies and other entertainment from Netflix? Online banking? Connecting with family and friends in faraway places? For those living in more remote parts of the state, it means creating new business opportunities. In this third and final report, KVNF's Scott Franz wraps up our rural broadband series with a visit to Paonia.
Many who visit the True West Hat Shop come with photos of John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, and other actors from classic westerns. From there, Charles Rutledge brings their cowboy hats to life.
I just did one of, what was the Kevin Costner movie, Open Range. The guy wanted that hat.
Some of the hats are made with the sage and red dirt he finds in the hills behind his store. Others just want to bring an old hat back to its former glory.
A guy came in the other day, it was his daughter's wedding, and his hat had been in the back seat with his dogs for God knows how long. It was more dog hair than rabbit fur on there.
Paonia is known for its summer activities, including the Cherry Days Festival. But tucked away in Delta County at the base of the West Elk Mountains, Rutledge says it's not really on the way to anywhere.
We have a few really good months of tourism during the summer, but because we don't have a resort, we do not have much winter business, so it's very hard to survive here.
In fact, many of the storefronts near his shop on Grand Avenue are empty, and
the people that are surviving, ourselves and others, are using the internet to sell worldwide.
The internet, it's something that many of us can easily take for granted, but in rugged and remote parts of Colorado, residents are just now getting connected.
All of this stuff you see on reels from here, clear down through past that dump truck and all, that is all fiber. And that's all stuff we never did as an electric co-op before.
Mark Kurtz works for the Delta Montrose Electric Association. We are in a large storage yard right next to the regional airport. It's the staging area for an epic internet expansion project that's following the same path as the power lines.
Now, with all of the communications infrastructure in our operations yard, every morning we have, you know, maybe as many as a dozen contractors and trucks and trailers coming into our yard.
For the last 3 years, the utility has used more than $1 million in state funding to tap into the broadband business. The priority, he says, was getting areas like Paonia connected.
People could not telecommute out of their homes. And part of the driver that we looked at up there as well was the fact that the coal mines started to close in Paonia. And when that happened, they sort of had to reinvent themselves as a business community.
The co-op has so far delivered broadband to more than 6,000 customers. And it all comes together inside a small utility shed in Montrose. Inside, it's full of blinking lights, purple boxes, and lots of cables.
So if I kink one of these yellow jumper cables, it could take someone's internet offline.
Dakota Cole is a top engineer on the project.
We've hired contractors who have put to work coal miners who've been out of work because the coal mines in Paonia have shut down. And so those guys have been retrained, and they're out there splicing and installing fiber for us.
Back in Paonia, Charles Rutledge is showing me one of the most unique steps of the hat-making process. With the flip of a switch, a cloud of steam hits a fur hat.
When the fur is subject to the steam, it becomes very pliable. The fibers open up, it becomes very soft. And then once it's like that, it's almost like clay. I can do anything I want to it at that point.
And now with his business, he can do anything he wants. He and his wife, April, created an online store earlier this year. He's now shipping his cowboy hats from coast to coast.
You know, before, a business like ours would have been pretty dependent on just Paonia, without really being able to reach out there and go to everywhere in the world. And to be able to do that without having to live in a big city and to have a small town life, but yet be connected to the entire world market is, I think it's a great thing for us.
The area's new broadband service may be opening the door to new business opportunities, but Dakota Cole of the Delta Montrose Electric Association says the heaviest internet traffic is at 11 p.m., while many residents drift off to sleep watching Netflix. I'm Scott Franz in Paonia, Colorado.
From the Colorado News Connection, Colorado leaders are stepping into the fray after the Trump administration announced it will revoke California's authority to set fuel and tailpipe standards last week. Eric Gladys has the story.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser joined a lawsuit to block the rollback with 22 other states and the District of Columbia. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock called Trump's move an overreach that disregards the reality of climate change and health risks posed by emissions. He says Denver will continue efforts to reduce pollution by expanding public transit and bike networks and replacing the city's fleet with electric vehicles or EVs.
We had a goal of purchasing 200 EV units by 2020 here in Denver, as well as expand our deployment of electric charging stations around the city of Denver, as well as our electric charging stations at our Denver National Airport.
The EPA's move to revoke the Clean Air Act waiver will also impact Colorado, which adopted California's standards in August, and 12 other states and the District of Columbia. The EPA claims new cars with fewer pollution controls will be cheaper, so more people can afford to replace higher polluting older models. I'm Eric Gladys.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 23rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.